This is a Runaway Media production.
So, when are we gonna fuck?
I am the master of the cliff!
Fuck me badly once, shame on you. Fuck me badly twice, shame on me.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of The Sex Connection. How's everybody doing? Hey, I'm joined again this week by Christine. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
I am good. How's your week gone? It's now Saturday. Jesus.
Yeah, it's gone slow, but it's going good.
Yeah, my week has actually gone by pretty fast.
I feel like most days since COVID happened have gone by fast.
Yeah, and the faster it goes until it's gone is the best thing in the world, because I'm getting about sick of everything. They're shutting everything down here again. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah, they're setting up a curfew for us here.
Yeah, that sucks. So I wanted to get into a couple things this week. Talk to you about, you ever sit there and wonder about who and when decided to call it sucking dick or eating pussy? It's just, I mean, what's the history on it? And I got some historical facts on it. Okay. Well, as far as eating pussy, okay. It's, so scientifically speaking, it's called cunnilingus. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it derives from the Latin words cunnus, meaning vulva, and lingo, meaning to lick.
Oh.
And it actually dates back to the early 500 BC. That was a long fucking time ago. I know.
People were still living in hide huts and stuff.
Yeah, but they were having a good time, though.
Yeah.
And back then, if the woman was on her period and you ate her pussy, that was a sign of masculinity, because you were sharing her blood with you, or she was sharing her blood with you. How fucking disgusting is that?
So gross. I believe it, but that is, oh God.
Would you ever let anybody do that?
No, but you know, growing up, like, I'd always hear like, earning your red wings, and you know, guys teasing each other about that kind of stuff.
Biker gangs had a patch. They would earn their red wing patch for doing that.
Yeah. So yuck. Like, no.
Yeah. I don't think I would do that either. And
only thing is that, like, I feel like women, when they're on their period, me definitely, like, our hormones are racing a little more, so we're super horny. So it's like a double fuck.
Yeah.
We're just fucked. but not in a good way.
I always wondered who was the first person who thought, I got an idea. Let's try this. And just decided, and then went around and told all of his buddies, you know what? I did this to my girl last night, and it was the fucking greatest thing in the world, and it drove her fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, and sucking dick. One of the girls said, I think I'll put that in my mouth.
My theory is probably that it wasn't their idea.
Here, put this in your mouth more like then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so too. And
yeah.
Have you ever given a guy a blowjob?
Yeah.
And how hard were you blowing?
Not blowing ever.
So then why do they call it a blowjob? It's not like you're blowing on it.
I don't know. I've wondered that, like, why?
I mean, it's called other things, you know, giving head, sucking dick, shit like that. But it's a blowjob, you know. As long as I've known about it, I've never had it blown on or anything. I don't know if you ever blown on it just to see what would happen.
Yeah, I think it would freak a guy out if you just started blowing into it.
Yeah. It would blow up like a balloon and pop.
I feel like it would be dangerous. Sounds dangerous.
Oh my God, it does sound dangerous. I don't know. God, that would fucking hurt. You think something would go bad when you do that.
Man, I know, but you know, there's those guys that like those like probe things in their urethra. So
yes. How can you do that?
Some might be down.
Not me, man. That is fucked up.
I don't know. I've seen like a kit of them, and they're like from like needle thin to like, why the fuck would you shove that in there?
Oh God, I know. It's like it's an outgoing only, not an ingoing. I mean, you know, women have an ingoing and an outgoing, but that's the way they're designed.
Yeah, I understand, like, you know, wanting a little bit of pain, but I feel like torture is not my thing.
A little pain is okay, but that would be fucked up shit.
I know. I bet that was invented by, like, a torture of someone that was, a torture device.
Oh, God.
And then someone was like, hey, let's bring this into the bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Very creative people. And how about eating pussy? You don't actually eat it. You know, if you eat it, you're going to have one hell of a mess on your hands.
Yeah.
I can.
Well, I guess in a sense, you kind of are.
Well, yeah, you get a little bit of fluid. You get a little bit of that lovely pussy juice, but you're not actually munching on that fucker. And that would be a little bit more, just imagine the mess.
Well, it's kind of a mess anyway.
Yeah. Well, it can be a good mess, though. Who came up with this stuff? Who decided to name it that? You know, there's so many different names for it now. You know, you don't eat it. Yeah. You get all down there, you tongue it, you lick it, you play with it, you have a little bit of fun with it. But you certainly don't eat it. You're not like freaking having a chunk of meatloaf or anything.
What about like tossing salad? Like, why the fuck is it called that?
maybe a chef came up with it or something. Who knows? But yeah, I've heard that, tossing the salad. All right. Well, let's play a little game here called Would You Rather? And I'll ask you some questions and I'll have you answer them and then I'll answer them or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. I'm the one that came up with these questions and some of them are kind of fucked up. So would you rather lick a toilet seat clean or let someone fuck you in the ass with no lube?
Definitely no lube. Like, I am not sticking my tongue near no toilet seat.
I would have to agree with that, man.
I will do some panel.
But I'm not licking the damn toilet seat. That's just fucking nasty, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second one. Would you rather be ass-fisted or have your pussy double-fisted?
Oh, my God, what?
Be ass-fisted or have your pussy double-fisted?
Oh, my God, neither.
Well, you have to pick one.
Oh, God.
It's would you rather.
I guess the first one, only because, like, no.
So you'd rather be ass-fisted. Gosh. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, just because then it's just one.
Yeah, hey. No shit. All right. Number three, would you rather drink your own squirt juice or a man's pee?
Definitely drink my own.
Okay. Yeah, I would too. I'm not into that frickin' pee drinking shit. That's just fucked up.
Yeah, none of that. None of that bathroom stuff. No.
No shit.
No golden showers. None of that.
Not into that. All right.
Yeah.
Number four. Would you rather have sex with a dog or a monkey?
Oh, my God. These are fucked up. That is. Oh, God.
I told you they were strange.
I'm going to go with monkey.
Okay. It's more like a human being, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And I know that gorillas have, it's partially anatomy.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. All right. Last one. Would you rather have a guy fuck you with beef stew in your pussy or potato salad?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Beef stew or potato salad on the menu?
I mean, neither. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
So, neither.
Neither.
But because it's neither, I would have to say that either or is just as bad. So,
but just think when you're done
in my head, either.
Then the guy could actually eat something out of you.
What?
When you're done, the guy could actually eat something out of you.
Well, then I guess it's up to them, whatever their preference is. Right,
yeah. That's kind of fucked up, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Turn-ons and turn-offs. What turns you on, or what turns girls on? What about guys turns girls on?
Oh, well, I don't know. Like, I don't have a lot of girlfriends, so I can't speak for women, but...
Well, for you, then.
Okay, well, like, if it's just, like, sexually, then, like, I like my neck being touched.
Yeah.
My ears being, like, chewed on. Stuff like that, but
when you see a guy, what you look at him and you go, oh, that turns me on.
But like, yeah, like if I was just like checking someone out,
yeah,
it's definitely like the way someone walks, and I can't even like describe what it is. It's just
their strut, yeah, of confidence.
Yeah, just that. Yeah, definitely.
So what are your turn offs? Yeah. What can a guy do
not
to turn
having
you
it?
Off?
I don't like when someone is dumb. Like, the hottest guy could, like, go from a 10 to a 3 if they're dumb.
If he starts talking and he's as dumb as a board.
Yeah.
That is funny. For me, a turn on is just, I don't know. You know, most guys, I mean, if the wind blows, they're turned on by that, because guys are just total pigs. Turn ons, God, I don't know. Look of her ass, how big her titties are.
Yeah.
Turn off.
Yeah.
If she's an ugly old goat, plain and simple. You know, guys aren't picky. You know, guys aren't picky.
Guys are simple.
I mean, they're simple. They're pigs. I mean, like they say, beggars can't be choosers. So, yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a lot that turn guys off. I mean, even if the girl is stupid, and some guys, it's like the dumber she is, it's the, you know, they think, oh, better chance I have.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Women are a little more picky, which is strange because we outnumber you. You'd think we'd be snatching you guys up before, you know,
yeah,
the other ones got you.
Yeah. But it's like, no, women, some women can be hard to get. And that just pisses a guy off. Especially when you go to the club and you're trying to get laid. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And like we talked about last show, it's easy for women. All you got to do is just look at a guy and he's done in for.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want that one.
Yeah.
Unless he's already taken or gay, then you're good.
Even some that are already taken will take a risk.
Well, yeah, even some that are already taken.
Well, right. That's all I have for this week. I don't have much this week, kind of an abbreviated show. So, I appreciate you doing this with me again.
Yeah, if my kids weren't trying to
that's all
burn
right.
the house down.
That's all right.
But yeah, no problem.
All right. Well, you enjoy your weekend, and I will talk to you next week. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Sex Connection, and hopefully everybody has a great weekend and a great rest of your week. And if you like what you're listening to, or you got any questions or comments, you can let us know at thesexconnection69@gmail.com, or you can find us on the Facebook at The Sex Connection, and we're also on the Twitter at Sex Connection. So, everybody, thanks again for listening, and as always, stay the fuck out of my yard.
Go out and fuck somebody. But wear a damn rubber. Everybody's got the damn herpes these days.